Good morning. You listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mike Gallman, the president of the Mohawk Group. Mike, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to catch up. We're going to be together just in a few days. We're going to meet in Aventura, Florida, which I guess is just north of Miami, at the JW Marriott. It's Starnet's annual meeting. And actually, you're having a Wednesday night cocktail party, aren't you?
We do. We host the Starnet members that actually grew with us last year for a cocktail party on the night before the event opens to the vendors and members.
Well, I look forward to seeing you down in Florida. Also wanted to catch up with you. We all know business has been kind of up and down. How's business with Mohawk Group right now?
Well, we had a reasonably good first quarter, beat our forecast, but there is a lot of uncertainty. There's cost of diesels going through the roof. People are passing along increases on raw materials, and we've taken some actions to try to alleviate some of that, but you really can't do it fast enough from where it's coming. So hopefully there'll be some clarity around this Middle East thing going on sooner rather than later. Hopefully having the balance of the year be okay, but there's a lot of uncertainty right now.
But it'd be safe to say that the commercial business is doing better than residential, right?
It is. I mean, the commercial pipeline is typically committed projects, and many of those are funded and well underway and not something you can easily stop. Now, I'm not sure that we're going to be filling the pipeline with new stuff at the rate that we were a few months ago, but if it's short term, maybe we can get back to being okay. But on the residential side, things stop a lot quicker.
I want to talk about something you're doing with Starnet that I think is really interesting, and it's probably going to help you take some share with that group. Obviously, Starnet's the biggest group of commercial flooring contractors in the business. You've been doing this Mohawk Starnet Education Roadshow, which has, I think, 8 stops in the plan. You've already done 2 of them. And it's where you invite the Starnet principals. I mean, the main people that own the business, you're inviting them and some of their team. And then you're coming in with some Mohawk headquarter people and then also bringing your local reps in and doing a 2-day education session. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, we begin on the first evening, and that's more of a networking social event. And then the next day, we bring in everything from our sales op data research teams. We talk about alignment, market strategies. We share data in their markets around market opportunities. It gives you a vision, a plan. You develop an action plan for A&D engagement, competitive positioning. We talk about field execution. It really builds upon not showing product, not talking about promotions, but talking about business activities that we can support each other to develop growth. And then on day 3, we shift more to a technical installation training. We bring in our field technical group, and they go through a full day of hands-on demonstration. They talk about common issues, job site prep, talk about our ability to come out and do job startups if needed. So it's really purely an educational format, and it has been very, very well received. We thought it would be good, but to be honest with you, it's been a lot better than we expected. We've actually been overbooked in every city we've been in so far, so that's very encouraging.
Yeah, actually, I talked to both Steve Cloud and Dave Meberg about it. They went to your session. They said it was unbelievable. And they said one of your message points is that you want to get the A&D and facility manager people, you know, want to get them to know that Mohawk is a lot more than a carpet company. And that, you know, you've got base and you've got accessories. And I've heard that it's a big relationship builder. I think it's a winning recipe.
Yeah, I agree. It's been overwhelmingly successful. Much better than we thought it would be. And we've refined it. Everyone, we tweak it a little bit from input from the participants. So every time it's getting a little better, a little richer, its content.
All right. So I think you got 6 more to go. Let me ask you, down the road, you're going to do something like this for the other big contractor group that's out there?
If they would like for us to, we would. Educating our dealer partners makes them better, which hopefully it makes our business better.
Another big news item I want to catch up with you on, you just announced last week that the Mohawk Group had bought Hero Flooring, which is a recycled rubber made out of Nike tennis shoes. It looks like a gorgeous product looking at the pictures. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're absolutely thrilled to have Hero part of our program. We had been supplying them some carpet under a private label program. and got to know Reed Palmer and his team. And the more we found, the more we liked. Their relationship with the Nike Grind, their licensee of Nike Grind, is very, very strong. In fact, we have a exclusive global contract for commercial specified flooring with the Nike Grind team. The product, it just checks everything about Mohawk. Our thing is better for the people, better for the planet, and better for performance. And it checks all those boxes. And it's a really, really cool product. And when you have Nike as part of the branding, that's a very powerful team. We couldn't be more excited. We've rolled it out in four cities, soft rollout in four cities in first quarter. And starting last week, we're doing 30-city rollout. We have events in the evening where Nike's providing tennis shoes, and we invite designers in to design their own shoe, paint their own shoe. And those events have been very popular. In fact, a couple of them, we've had to ask people, could we go home? Because they're still painting their shoes.
How about that? You know, A&D, yeah, they always like a little pet project, little decoration project. You see it at the Neocon showroom. So from what I understand, you find out who's coming from the A&D side, and you get them shoes with their names on them, actually in white, and they decorate them and kind of have fun with each other, right?
It's a fun evening. We have an artist that comes in and assists with it, just networking, a social hour or two. And that some of the designs that are painted on these shoes are just really unbelievably nice. I mean, I'd like to take all of them home with me.
All right, Mike. Well, thanks for spending time with our listeners, and look forward to catching up with you in Florida later this week. You've been talking to Mike Gallman, the president of the Mohawk Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.